Today's episode of Be The Experience can be listened to commercial-free and on demand at theshanman.com. Did you know that you can get Be The Experience 1 to 2 weeks earlier than when it shows up in iTunes or Stitcher? Also, get access to extended interviews and additional interviews that never make it to the regular podcast. Each interview, as well as additional interviews, all meant to help you step up your game and take you to the next level. To listen to this growing library of interviews, visit my website, theshanman.com, to learn more. Previously on Be The Experience.
You said a great word. You said serving us, right? So most of us do what works for us.
Right.
But a lot of us don't always do what serves us.
Liberate. Be The Experience.
Do you suffer from FOMO? The fear of missing out. Are you ever in a situation where you feel like you have to be a part of something that is happening right now? What's going on, guys? My name is The Shan Man. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Be The Experience. And today, we are talking a little bit about the FOMO from my friend Kyle Winterstein. We'll jump into that here very, very shortly. But again, I want to welcome you. And of course, let's just take over a couple things right now and just try to have a little bit of fun wherever you are listening from right now. I have been encouraging you to jump on over to Instagram or on Twitter. Take a picture of wherever you are and post it up to Instagram. Hashtag it, Be The Experience, and then tag me, Shannon J. Hernandez. Of course, if you don't know how to spell that, you can just go to my website, theshanman.com, and at the very bottom of the page, you can see my Instagram profile right there where you can find that. But I love to see where you guys are tweeting, Instagramming from, making maybe even make a story, and just show me where you're listening from, and I'll respond right back, I promise you that, as fast as I can, depending on whether or not I'm doing an interview that day, or maybe cooking something in the kitchen that day. So today I want to finish up our episode and let's get started with Jason Richardson. And I'm having a lot of fun and listening back to these episodes, especially with Jason's, because he's got a lot of value bombs that you can really take with you in terms of the psychology of your mind. And that's what we talk about today a little more in depth. I'm a big believer in words. I'm a big believer in every single word that we use in our life. And how they affect our outcome and our reality. And you'll hear me talk a little bit about that in today's episode. So we'll dive deeper into Jason and a webinar that really fascinated me at the time when I listened to his podcast, the Gold Medal Mindset Podcast. And so I think you're going to find today's episode interesting, because there's some stats that you can kind of take away and really apply to your own life, and maybe hopefully allow you to think about the things that you are saying. You don't have to be like an English major. You don't have to be a anyone who's involved in literature, but you do have to know that words that you feed into your mind will affect your outcome of your day or your life. Okay. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And we're going to be talking about my previous career and how that led into really my fascination with words. Okay. So I hope that you find that interesting. And then of course we jump into our interview today with my friend Kyle, and Kyle will be talking about the difficulties of creating unique experiences. I'll let you explore and discover what he is talking about when it comes down to the experiences that he has created on larger scales than what most people or the average person has ever done in their life, okay? And it doesn't mean that you can't do it, because you can completely create these larger than life experiences. It just depends on how determined you are. How determined are you right now to create and put something into the world that will impact many? Maybe you're not someone who wants to do that, but we deal with people every single day. And whether you're impacting one person or you're impacting a group of people or thousands of people, how you conduct yourself and become that experience is very important for being memorable. That could be getting a job, you know, that could be, finding a mate. It could be anything in your world. You have to remember that everything that I talk about in this podcast is all connected in one way or another. There's no one thing that doesn't work without the other. Isn't there a song that goes about that? You know, so, just remember that everything is very connected, and it's, I'm doing my best to try to connect the dots for you, okay? We will talk about some of this this courage that people build up in their head when they meet you for the first time, if they have known of you for the first time. I've experienced this many times when I've gone out for events for the radio station, out to concerts, or just being out, like sometimes out at the like a restaurant or maybe even the grocery store. The most recent, I think, was I was walking down the street in Scottsdale, Arizona, and some guy walked up to me. He was like, "Hey, what's up, Shan Man? Dude, I love everything you're doing, man. It's so cool to meet you. I don't know what to really say." And it's just that's a weird thing for me still to this day, because I don't like, I'm just like, who am I? But you have to understand, these people build up the courage to come up and say hi to you every time. And, you know, just depending on where you are in your life and in your journey, whoever you are impacting, you have to be just as confident to be able to tell them, hi, thank you, I appreciate you very, very much. We're also going to be talking about FOMO, and Kyle's going to touch a little bit on the fear of missing out and whether or not it's something that you're just going to have to really listen to it for yourself and find out what FOMO means to Kyle. So I want you to go ahead, strap in, make sure you're taking that picture on Instagram, and hashtag it, be the experience, tag me. And then, of course, enjoy today's episode as we finish off with Jason Richardson and Kyle Winterstein. We'll see you in a few minutes. If you're enjoying this episode and other episodes of Be The Experience, leave a 5-star rating and review inside of iTunes and Stitcher. Your ratings and reviews matter when it comes to helping others like you discover this podcast. Visit theshanman.com to learn more.
When you're going through a family court battle without a lawyer, the stakes are too high to show up without doing your homework. Don't leave your kids' future to luck. Know your rights. Know what information the judge wants, and know how to present the best case you can. I'm Wendy Hernandez, Phoenix Family Law Attorney and creator of Command the Courtroom. Go to commandthecourtroom.com and watch all my free videos on how you can represent yourself in the family law courtroom. Go to commandthecourtroom.com and watch the videos now.
So as the weather heats up, what are you going to do when you're trying to be active outside? You're going to sweat it out? You're going to have heat be your limiting factor? No, we all know what you do. You're packing ice everywhere. Well, what if you had a shirt that held that ice and kept you cool? Well, now you can have one. Tempe Ice Apparel has produced the Ice Shirt, a shirt designed and patented to hold the ice and keep you cold. Stay cold, train longer. Tempe Ice Apparel.
To learn more and stay cool, visit TempeIceApparel.com.
Hey everybody, you know what sucks? Not having a designer when you need. Design Pickle can help. Check us out at DesignPickle.com for unlimited graphic design. Use the code SHANMAN for 20% off too. Zowie!
So many of the entrepreneurs I talk to have the same problem. They're running ads on social media. They post something every day, but can't point to any real results from it all. So I decided to launch some workshops on ChrisEichen.com that explain about launching your business on social media. Just go to ChrisEichen.com to sign up. It's that easy. I'll show you all the tricks I learned after spending personally over $2 million on digital advertising. Just go to ChrisEichen.com, ChrisEichen.com.
Need help with where to find great graphics and photos? Need some help with productivity? Then grab my free resource tackle box, quit fishing for resources, and head on over to manlypinterest.com, where we're adding testosterone one pin at a time.
Start sharing professional looking photos to your social media using only your phone. Head to theshanman.com, scroll down the page, and click on his free tutorial. Watch how the Shan Man creates incredible looking photos using only his phone.
What happens when you're at a networking event and you hear the presenter say, "All right, let's take some time and get to know each other"? Do you A, run to the restroom never to return, B, hide by the food hoping to blend into the fruit tray, or C, start handing out business cards like dollar bills at a strip club? What if I told you that it was possible to build real, meaningful connections without hiding behind the snack bar? I'm Orlita Smith, a master networker and connections coach. I built a successful business using the amazing connections that I had made without business cards, without a Facebook page or Twitter following. Heck, I didn't even have a blog. If this sounds like you or something you'd be interested in, I've got just the thing to end the need for business cards forever. Join me in my Builders Club as we take it beyond social media and journey to connect on much deeper levels. And it's completely free. If you're ready to get off the hamster wheel of traditional networking, check out bit.ly/BTEBuilders. That's bit.ly/BTEBuilders. And I'll see you on the inside.
According to Time Magazine, about 1/3 of U.S. adults sleep less than 7 hours daily. 40% are reported feeling drowsy in the day. This could be you. Anxious thoughts that keep you up at night and constant daytime fatigue could be the result of a couple of factors that you are not including in your life. Check out my own personal hacks to get more sleep and stay asleep in my free guide at theshanman.com. Scroll down, look for the photo of me sleeping, and start getting the sleep that you deserve. No one should suffer with anxiety and fatigue in the day, and that's why I want to share my answers to getting more sleep and feeling awake. Visit theshanman.com and go download my free guide.
There's enough for everyone. Get your slice. Want more out of your life and business? Reach out to me, Lynn, at peoplefw.com, and we'll carve out a healthy slice of life for you and your business. I've built and scaled businesses for more than 20 years. Through my agency, People Forward, I'm helping entrepreneurs grow. Together, we'll make a clear, actionable plan so you can move forward with an all-access pass to your goals. Come say hi. I'm as close as your keyboard at peoplefw.com.
Hey, are you looking for a way to really express yourself and let people know what you think? Maybe on a t-shirt? Check out theprogressivepoint.com for apparel, hats, everything else that says what you really want to say.
Lindsay Vogt brings you her latest single, The War Is Mine, to iTunes. Also available, I Don't Care and Love Like This on iTunes. To hear more, visit votemusic.org. That's VOGTmusic.org.
So what happened when a taco lover slash designer couldn't find a taco shirt he liked 2 years ago? He started his own clothing brand dedicated to tacos. My name is Gerald, and that's my story. Check out tacogear.com for everything taco related on shirts, hats, and more. Use code SHANMAN for 10% off your first order. TacoGear.com. Long live the taco.
There's a ton that goes into creating an effective and engaging podcast. Shanman breaks down the tools and equipment you need to start your own podcast in his free tutorial. Just go to theshanman.com, scroll down, and click on his free tutorial.
Be the Experience comes commercial free and on demand at theshanman.com. Get access to my growing library of interviews as well as extended content you can't find in the regular podcast. Visit theshanman.com to learn more.
The Experience.
Truth be told, I really did teach high school students. In 2005, I found myself teaching college-level English to a group of AP students in Gilbert, Arizona. And the topic? Language and composition. Also known as rhetoric or persuasive writing. That year was probably one of the most challenging for me, and by all accounts, I could say that it was probably my hardest year. I had just broken up with a girlfriend. My grandmother had passed away, and I was working nearly 18 hours a day because I worked as a teacher and as a full-time radio jock. I got about 4 hours of sleep, and to top it all off, I knew nothing about rhetoric. I persisted, and I got my hands on any type of literature to figure out how I was going to teach my students to write persuasively. Schemes, tropes, and other literary figures of speech I had never heard of were used by nearly every human on the planet Earth, and you would think that I would know what they were all about. But I didn't feel I had the ability to effectively analyze language through comparisons and contradictions, testimonies, fallacies, deductions, logical, ethical, and emotional appeals, schemes, and tropes. They were all based around this ancient philosophy that Aristotle had created. And through my studying, I learned one valuable lesson in the art of persuasion. Every single word can change the outcome of our reality. Synonyms and adjectives, nouns, pronouns, and those schemes and tropes all shaped the way we perceived the outcome of our reality. Not only could we feed the world with our persuasive arguments, our own arguments fed into our own belief system, because the very words we use could map our outcome. By my second semester, I started to realize that the art of persuasion was no more than the art of the mind, a psychology. Words not only mapped an outcome, but they could map our own reality. And soon I started to take stock on that failed relationship with my ex-girlfriend, and I paused to try and understand the meaning of life when I thought about my grandmother. Words mean everything to me, even on that microscopic level.
You made an impression on me on one of your podcasts when you first dropped the podcast, and I think it was you took a webinar from you took one of your webinars and you turned it into a podcast, and you were talking about this exact same thing, about the language that we tell ourselves really directly affects on the inside of how we see the world. And this is something that when I was an English teacher, and you know, many eons, prehistoric days, but I would teach my students that the choice of words, in fact, I would tell them the choice of every single word. It could have been an article, it could have been how the preposition was phrased, any structure of the sentence really changes the meaning of our perception. And can you kind of go into that, what you were talking about, into that webinar?
Yeah. So that webinar I did with Dr. Lee, Dr. Clarence Lee, and he does a seminar, IPD seminars, shameless plug. We're going to be in Philly in the fall. we wanted to give some value to people going to that IPD seminar in San Diego. And we said, well, we were trying to come up with ideas, and I said, you know, this, I did a post on LinkedIn and it was called Recalibrate with Language. And that seemed to get a lot of good response. So let's do a webinar around the language. And we talk about that kind of stuff in the seminar anyway. So our language is our programming. I mean, there is some statistic which, something like you've been told no, I don't know, it's like some ridiculous amount of times more than you've been told yes. And that comes out of, you know, just your parents saying, you know, don't touch the fire, you're going to get burned, yes, be careful. You know, it really comes out of love and safety. But the bottom line is you've been told no or you can't more times than you've probably been told you can. Mm-hmm. Or it's possible.
Right.
And that's not necessarily anyone's fault. Again, we want to live. We want to be safe. this is all normal. However, those habits tend to bleed over into other things. Mm-hmm. And that language we use is so important. And I'll pick apart, you know, when someone's sitting across from me or when I'm on stage and, you know, I'm interfacing with the crowd, I pick apart that language because it illustrates and sends it, because your brain knows what those words mean.
Right.
You know, obviously once you learn language, but your brain knows what those words mean. And it sends a very clear and direct message subconsciously, of what's possible or not.
Right.
And so the funny thing is you intellectually may know something, right? It's why diets fail. Mm-hmm. It's why people fail at dieting. It's why people have struggle with weight loss. It's why people, struggle with change in general.
Right.
It's because intellectually you may know something. Intellectually you know that the bag of Doritos is probably not good.
Right.
Yet, you know, you will somehow work it out to eat that thing, which is, I'll work out tomorrow, it's only just a bag, it just says 100 calories. Mm-hmm. I'll go, you know, like whatever it is, you know, I mean, think about the snooze button.
Yeah.
Like, no, I mean, I used to do this when I was young. I would press snooze and wait to, and I had a plane to catch, and I would just play with fire, man, all the time.
I still play with fire. Are you kidding me? My crutch.
Yeah, but the funny thing is when I'm sleeping, or when I was sleeping, see, I'm correcting myself, when I used to sleep like that,
right,
and wake up and the snooze button would hit, I remember those conversations in my head. And it made so much sense for that extra 9 minutes at a time.
Right.
Like, there were so many great reasons as to why I needed to stay in bed right then and there. You know, even though the flight was coming, even though intellectually I knew I had a flight.
Right. So,
and I could justify it.
And I look at this because it's interesting that you bring up something as so, I wouldn't say it's menial as a snooze button. But really, I think what you're saying is that at the core of it all, your belief system starts at a very granular level.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. And we're not always aware of where that's coming from, right? So when I say raise your standards, it's like it could be in a lot of different areas. And that's and you know, maybe your snooze button is somewhat of a menial, it's, you know, kind of more of just a ubiquitous whatever. Like, yeah, if you're 5 minutes early or late, who cares? However, some people I know who maybe run on a more OCD continuum, anxious continuum.
Sure, yeah.
They probably have, right? They have high standards for punctuality.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person, right, regardless of if they're anxious or not, if they have a high standard, if one person has a high standard for punctuality, and that is a priority for them,
mm-hmm,
do you think they're going to get up regardless of what, you know, do you think they're going to press the snooze button as much?
Right.
No. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's literally a belief based on, you know, I'm sure there's some belief about, you know, I show up on time, or I'm punctual, or no one ever calls me late, or whatever. Like, if you just want to like break it down to caveman language,
right,
the belief is I'm always on time. If that is truly your belief, you're feeling, right?
Right.
By the way, it could be anxious because you're worried about being late. So the feelings aren't always positive, even though it's a positive belief. But the feelings around that will drive an action to not press the snooze button or to get your ass out of bed so that you'll be on time. Result. And that's with something as benign as a freaking alarm clock and snooze button.
Right.
So think about that when it's something like your job or your raise or the presentation or being on the football field, mm-hmm, or, you know, the semifinal at the World Championships or whatever it may be.
Right. Now, this brings
up licensing exam.
An interesting topic, because you talk about a person. I want to dive. I think we're going a little deep, and I want to, because I find this interesting that you talk about a person who has, say, OCD, who is more or less likely to hit the snooze button versus a person who's like more laid back. And when we kind of look at this 30,000 foot view of what we're talking about, basically our belief system, can a OCD person say, some of my family members are very OCD. Well, I consider them very OCD, but I have friends that are very OCD too. But can a person who's, mm-hmm, OCD, what is their belief system like? I mean, can that harm them? Even if they are punctual, they are on time, they look textbook perfect. How is it that,
yes,
those things?
It can harm them. I'm sorry. It can harm them because, right? So I said standards,
mm-hmm,
and I also said priorities.
A big difference.
And they're not always the
same. Yeah, big difference.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that and I was very particular. We were talking about time, mm-hmm, right? So standards and priorities. So yeah, raise your standards. And the issue with someone who tends to run on an anxious OCD continuum or spectrum, the issue is that there's a lot of things. Everything's important,
right?
You know, and so it's priority,
right?
So that's another piece, which is, okay, raise the standards. The standards are high. So,
mm-hmm,
why is this important? You know, what what is your self-view that, and you know, why is it that you are, I mean, are we anxious because of like some internal compulsion to do or be or achieve, or is it because you have some other fear of maybe what other people think of you or letting other people down? Or is it like some, you know, is it like kind of guilt and shame driven, or is it really based on your own standards and your own self-driven priorities?
Right.
So we can go existential with it for sure. But yeah, I think someone who is on paper kind of to the T perfect, or I would say that you could run into a problem there as well.
As much as we would love to have everything completely perfect, life just doesn't treat us that way. Sometimes we have to take a step back and re-examine who we are. And that might just help us redefine ourselves. Anyone who has ever seen any level of success has gone through a redefinition period of themselves. Artists like Madonna to athletes like Kobe Bryant, there's been a reinvention of themselves from the inside out, and the same has happened for me. I was recently told in a conversation, "Shannon, how do you do it? You seem to have your shit together, and I want to know what you know. How do I learn from you?" My only answer to that question was, you have to learn from yourself.
What's up, dude? How you doing, man? Good to see you, brother. How you been?
Good.
Yeah? Good. You tired? You just wake up like I did?
It's now Sunday, March 5th, 2017, and I'm scheduled to meet up with my friend Kyle for an overdue brunch that we've been talking about for over a year. Now, as you might surmise, our adult schedules have us tied down most of the time, and I'm working in the day and setting up my own website at this point, and I'm working nights at the radio station, all while Kyle, who's a firefighter, a freelance photographer, and he even takes care of his own newborn daughter in the day, is equally as busy. Kyle also has one more title that we can add to that list. He's the lead singer of the band Digital Summer. Now, Kyle and the rest of the band have been on a hiatus for a few years due to having newborns and taking on typical family obligations, as you might know. But at Kyle's core, you can seriously detect more commitment than you can imagine. Prior to being a father, Kyle toured the United States opening up for bands like Seven Dust and Adelita's Way, all while maintaining a relationship with his now wife and, of course, holding down his job as a firefighter. Kyle's determination to make his band a reality has always been based around knowing who he is at the core, knowing himself, and knowing what he wants to be successful. Kyle also prides himself on creating valuable experiences for people in a crowd when he's out on the road.
What I was saying was like trying to, like digital world today, trying to create an experience for someone or grab anyone's attention with that type of mindset involved is super tough, or at least you got to be adaptive, because what I was saying before was in the 70s, like you could walk out in any place like we are right now and you could be like, hey, there's this concert going yeah. on tonight, and there was nobody in any crowd at any given place that would have been like, that's stupid or that's lame. Everyone would be like, cool,
right.
Cool, because it was cool to think concerts were cool, and everybody, like, it was just that was a new hip thing for so long, and
right.
Now if we try to do the same thing and we were to walk into the same group of people and be like, hey, there's this concert going on tonight, you should go, they're going to look at you like, who are you? Yeah. Why are you bugging me? And like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Because A, they've seen a concert. They've seen tons of concerts. They can pull up a concert anytime they want on their phone. They're inundated with media and concert footage, and they don't care. It's not a unique experience anymore.
Yeah.
Only for people that are diehard music fans and have that romance with music and a nostalgia to it Like, only those people would even have a remote interest in someone they don't know talking about a concert, you know? And that's, that mindset doesn't just exist in this patio, on this patio, like, that exists online too. It exists everywhere. So online with that platform, which is what everyone's trying to do, use now, because there's more people there, for all the reasons that it's great for getting the masses, it's also the same problem where they're inundated with visual and audio graffiti 24/7, right? Like, how do you cut through the noise?
Yeah.
And then how do you cut through the noise with something that's supposed to be unique? And how do you cut through the noise with something that's supposed to grab their attention for more than the 0.2 seconds it takes for them to scroll up on their screen while they're looking at a timeline?
Yeah. Like,
and I don't have the answer, but I know that creating that unique experience, creating something for them that's memorable, like, that's where it's at. The people that have diehard followers, whether it's YouTube subscribers or, you know, the bands that are somehow still alive doing it, or a comedian or anything like that, everybody always has some kind of, like, passionate reason why they like it.
Right.
It's always like, oh, I love him because of whatever. You know what I mean? Nobody anymore goes, well, yeah, it's cool.
According to Jacobs Media 2017 research, 4 in 10 people say they're addicted to their smartphones, especially millennials. And Facebook stands apart as the most popular social site with the most daily usage. Shaping a unique experience in today's world has mostly become gimmick. The lights, camera, and action have been replaced by a lamp and a phone tripod with an opinion. Maybe it gets a chuckle and a reshare, but the experience is only on your phone. With the proliferation of smart devices in this world, there's almost no need to leave your house when you're entertained in 30-second bites. Our sensations are dulled because the effort we put into watching that one viral video didn't require you to stand in line for 40 minutes. Our sensations don't require us to miss a season finale when we have video on demand. Our sensations don't require us to sit in front of a terrestrial radio to get a backstage pass from the DJ when they can just see that backstage experience on Facebook Live. Our modern sensations don't require us to think because technology has made it easier for us to consume content like a little kid raiding a candy store. What Kyle is talking about is the emotion that goes with the experience. And that's something most of us don't want to deal with.
Yeah, it's a total true thing.
Right.
Because we live in this easy button society.
The harder someone tries to be cool now, the douchier they are to us.
Right.
Right, the more disingenuine. And that lack of transparency, that whole thing, which ironically enough, that all those middlemen from marketing, from music, from anything, are trying to push, the fear of missing out, the this and that, this is what's cool. It's like, that directly contradicts what people are actually gravitating towards.
Right.
Because I think deep down, people do want that good experience, that connection, but everything on the surface right now is such bullshit.
Right.
You know?
So do you think, like, whenever people are looking for, like, we create that experience, let's say on a daily basis, like, you know, as, like, unregistered nurse or something like that, like, we live in we live in a customer service driven world.
Oh, yeah.
And so you being a, you know, I would say, I wouldn't even say rock star, because I've just gotten over saying rock star. Because rock
star. Well, how many years have you been saying that?
I know, you go, I remember, like, you're a rock star, but no, I'm like, rock stars snort cocaine and they sleep with millions of people. You're like a talented musician who's business savvy, smart. You're a firefighter, you're a father. How do you create those typical same types of experiences in everyday life where you're memorable? I mean, typically people are just like going into their day every day and they're just like living at the very bare minimum.
Right. And so that's where, and I'm not alone, there are, you know, thousands to millions of people with my same mindset. Like, I have always been pushing for more, always had my wheels turning, always, like, if I latch on to something that I'm interested in, like, passionate about, like, I'm full throttle with it. Yeah. Like, I am all in, and I'm going to, I don't know, like, squeeze anything I can out of it, right? But it's because I'm connected to it somehow. Like, I have that passion for it, right? Well, I feel like deep down, though, anyone that has that kind of passion for anything, like, I really feel like part of it is just, like, super basic stuff, too, man. Like, this is gonna sound weird, but, like you're walking into a place or you're walking out of a store, and you see there's, you know, some lady's holding some bag or whatever walking up to the door. Like, I don't think about it. I hold the door open for her. You know, I just hold the door open for her, right? Don't think about it whatsoever. Like, that's just common courtesy. It's good manners, right? Well, I think that is somehow connected to, if I'm on a call with a person and it's a traumatic situation, or I don't know what's going on. Like, if it's them physically, obviously I'm doing my job to try to help whatever I can. But even if it's not, like, I want them to feel better about the scenario. Like, I don't feed them bullshit. A lot of guys, you know, a lot of firefighters, they don't want to get into the emotional thing, like, with anybody. Like, hey, this is what's going on. Boom, boom. They just do their job. That's it.
Right.
Like, I'll make eye contact with them, and I'll tell them, hey, we're doing everything we can. This is what you need to do. This is where you need to go. Do you have anyone you need to call? Like, I want them, even if it's just on the, you know, microscopic level, if they feel a little bit better, like, I think that's still connected to holding the door for someone. And then if I'm doing the photography thing for clients, like, I want them, if they're not happy with the photos, like, I don't do it all the time because I don't love editing photos. Like,
I hear you, man. Editing just takes so long.
I just don't, man. Yeah. And I do video stuff, too. I'm doing a video for my department right now, which is a whole other thing. But, like, and I enjoy the creative aspect. I enjoy getting a good perspective on it. And I enjoy people liking the end product. But I think you either like making people happy or you don't. Because with the band, like, there was nothing like being on stage in front of people, you know, when you've got thousands of people jumping up and down and screaming when you're screaming out. Like, yeah, it's a high. Every musician can tell you that. I'm not going to say anything new there. Everyone gets that. But afterward at the merch booth, when you meet, like, the diehard fans and, like, you know, over and over again, any bands with any kind of following will tell you, there's a lot of people that are like, you don't know what that song meant to me. This is what I was going through. And, and all the messages you get about, like, this is what got me through my divorce, or this is my brother's suicide, or what crazy shit that you're like.
Yeah.
And at first, you know, because our society is driven to be cool, your initial reaction is like, Jesus, like, I don't know you. Those are just words. It's just a song. Like,
it feels weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But when you get past yourself for 2 fucking seconds and realize, like, right, it is just music, it's a song, all that. And as soon as you're done with it, like, it's not you anymore. As an artist, once you're done with it and it's out there, it's not you anymore. And artists lose track of that all the time. Look at Maynard from Tool, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't fucking give a shit about talking about his music. He doesn't want to, like, but people that are connected to those songs, they connect him to that, right? Like, it's all one thing. So as an artist, though, there's a disconnect. Once it's out there, once it's done and you've performed it a bunch of times, like, you're kind of letting it go now.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of done with it, right? But people always find it's new to them, and so there's a weird thing there. But the time that you did it, when you first put it out there and people first came to you with that stuff, like, you get off stage and you're in a merch booth, and this is my point, coming back around, is, like, someone will come up and be like, hey, your song, blah, blah, and it's going to be one of the first songs you did, right? And you're like, that's fucking 7 years ago. You know what I mean? And in your mind, you're like, all right, cool. I'm glad you do the standard, like, hey, thanks, I'm glad, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, again, you get over yourself for 2 seconds, and when they're looking at you, like, so sincere that you're like, if you stop and think about it, they were scared to even walk up and say this. You know what I mean? They had apprehension about maybe meeting you even. Like, not because of who you are. Who the fuck you are? It's because it reminds them and connects them to whatever experience that was traumatic for them or altered part of their life or whatever.
In my experience, what Kyle is talking about is making something seem completely brand new to someone who's followed your journey since the very beginning. In the circles that I hang around online, I always catch someone who's caught a little bit of internet fame, and
They don't know exactly how to take it when someone walks up to them in person and pays them a compliment. It could be for their comedy. It could be for their inspiration. It could be for the mere fact that they are entertainers. But they get what they would call weirded out and don't know how to act in front of that fan that they're meeting for the first time. To you, as the experienced authority, it's hard to be reminded that the person you're speaking with may be meeting you for the first time, and their first time experience will always be the most memorable one. So it's your duty as the creator of the experience to act like it's the first time you've ever answered any question from anyone and heard someone's story for the very first time. But you'll do this time and time again, over and over and over. You'll hear the same exact story. But you have to act like you're hearing it for the very first time. And it's always done with intense eye contact and a smile. Because that's what makes the experience more memorable to a fan.
Because you created an experience for them. It's about their experience, it's not yours, you know? And so, again, it being about their experience and not yours, I think is connected to holding the door for the person, right? Making them feel better. You know, my firefighter liked the tragedy. Make sure the photo is, like, I want them to be happy with it. Like, if I gotta go shoot them again without getting paid, fine. I don't care. Like, I want you to be happy with it. Like, no point do I ever want to be like, cool, I made money off you. Don't care if you're not happy. I've never thought like that way about anything.
Right.
Ever. Like.
So money for you was like never.
I mean, everyone likes money, don't get me wrong. And I like living well compared to struggling. I've done both sides of that coin, you know.
Right.
And like, I also, like, you know, I got a daughter to provide for and things like, so yeah, I care about money, but it has never been about, put it this way, if I can make $10 and make someone happy doing it, or I can make $50 and make someone miserable doing it, I'll take the 10.
Right.
Every fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, and even, it, and I want to say that's almost a struggle too, though, you know what I mean? Because there are plenty of people who are more than happy being the used car salesman and telling someone that's a great deal, knowing that it's not. Like,
right.
I've just never been that guy, and I think there are plenty of people that aren't. And when it comes down to it, there's that principle still exists in everything, whether it be artists and musicians, you know what I mean? Like, there's the people that are just riding the trend train, and they're trying to be cool, and they're trying to put whatever, like, but when you actually make that connection with somebody, like, those are real fans. Like,
yeah.
There's a very, very big difference to that. And in the online world, the transparency that exists.
Next week on Be The Experience.
You get that from podcasters. Yeah. You get that from everyone. It's like, I'm bigger than what
wait
I am.
Wait till so-and-so sees me. I'm going to be a monster. I should be getting opportunities that I'm not getting. The only reason I don't is because of this or this or this. And it's just that delusion. It ruins everything,
right?
And I told you, delusions ruin all dreams.
Yeah.
It ruins everything. It changes your goal because that delusion sets you up for just failure.
If you're enjoying this episode and other episodes of Be The Experience, leave a 5-star rating and review inside of iTunes and Stitcher. Your ratings and reviews matter when it comes to helping others like you discover this podcast. Visit theshanman.com to learn more.
If you're going through a custody case without an attorney, make sure you know what information the judge wants and needs to hear. I'm Wendy Hernandez, a Phoenix family law attorney and creator of Command Courtroom. Take a look at my free checklist on the most important factors you absolutely have to address in your custody case by going to commandthecourtroom.com. Go to commandthecourtroom.com and grab your checklist now.
Hey gang, my name is Jimmy Wissman, and I co-host a podcast with my best friend and fellow comedian James Petragallo. It's called Crime in Sports. We cover a criminal athlete from birth to present day, whether it's death, incarceration, or they're back on the streets to reviolate. Spoiler alert, they always reviolate, because that's what criminals do. We like to make fun of them, so come listen. Find us wherever podcasts are available. Stitcher, Audioboom, iTunes, you name it, we're there. Go look for us. Welcome to the team.
So many of the entrepreneurs I talk to have the same problem. They're running ads on social media. They post something every day, but can't point to any real results from it all. So I decided to launch some workshops on chriseichen.com that explain about launching your business on social media. Just go to chriseichen.com to sign up. It's that easy. I'll show you all the tricks I learned after spending personally over $2 million on digital advertising. Just go to chriseichen.com, chriseichen.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Jason Richardson, world champion athlete, Olympic psychologist, and winning mindset coach, inviting you to listen to my podcast, The Gold Medal Mindset, where you can learn about everything winning in business, sport, and life. See you in the winner's circle.
Lindsay Vogt brings you her latest single, The War Is Mine, to iTunes. Also available, I Don't Care and Love Like This on iTunes. To hear more, visit votemusic.org. That's VOGTmusic.org.
What's up? You're listening to The Shan Man right now. Afterwards, I want you to listen to the Progressive Point podcast. Start making little changes that could change your life. Get out your phone and text 480-360-6777 for more information.
So as the weather heats up, what are you going to do when you're trying to be active outside? You're going to sweat it out? You're going to have heat be your limiting factor? No, we all know what you do. You're packing ice everywhere. Well, what if you had a shirt that held that ice and kept you cool? Well, now you can have one. Tempe Ice Apparel has produced the Ice Shirt, a shirt designed and patented to hold the ice and keep you cold. Stay cold, train longer. Tempe Ice Apparel.
To learn more and stay cool, visit TempeIceApparel.com.
Do you like explosions, big boobies, one-liners, and making fun of Chuck Norris? If the answer is yes, then you need to listen to You've Been Erased, the podcast all about 80s and 90s action movies.
Are you a home-based business, solopreneur, or entrepreneur on the search for like-minded people? Are you looking for educated answers, accountability partners, or your new business bestie? Join our community of protopreneurs that are building their empire and getting stuff done. Meet people like you that know what it means to run your own business. The Protopreneur community is for the entrepreneur that wants it all. Join today at askyb.com/join. That's askyb.com/join.
Hey Jim, why are you looking so bummed out, bro?
Well, you know, my graphic designer, he just flaked on me, and I'm having a real tough time with him.
Aw, man, have you heard of Design Pickle?
No, what's Design Pickle?
Dude, Design Pickle is like the best thing ever. They give you unlimited graphic design, unlimited requests, and even free stock photos to use whenever you need. You should check it out and get 20% off today with the code SHANMAN.
No way!
A young college student infected with HIV. A woman teaching oppressed women to start businesses in the poorest parts of Africa. A man who walked 3,000 miles retracing the journey of his immigrant parents. From Uber drivers to transgender activists to artists, entrepreneurs, poets, roller derby skaters, and even fitness models. We're interviewing amazing people in their 20s who are making their third decade count. Hi, this is TJ Sullivan. Come on over and check out our podcast, the E20 Podcast. That's E20 on iTunes, on the web, or wherever you find podcasts.
Hungry for more in your life and business? There's enough for everyone. Get your slice. I'm Lynn, founder of People Forward. Together, we'll create a plan for you to move forward and grow your business. Contact me at peoplefw.com and be sure to mention The Shan Man.
Discover stories of triumph over failure in my weekly podcast. My name is Carrie Pena, host of Carrie Pena Reports, and I invite you to check out my show as I report on the stories that you don't hear in the mainstream media. Visit inspiredmedia360.com to learn more.
Start sharing professional-looking photos to your social media using only your phone. Head to theshanman.com, scroll down the page, and click on his free tutorial. Watch how The Shan Man creates incredible-looking photos using only his phone.
Be the Experience comes commercial-free and on-demand at theshanman.com. Get access to my growing library of interviews as well as extended content you can't find in the regular podcast. Visit theshanman.com to learn more.
Be the Experience.
Before we jump into today's final topic or final closeout of Be The Experience, I want to remind you that you can get Be The Experience commercial free over at theshanman.com. It's actually called Behind The Experience. And of course, you got to go on over to the store. You go click on store, and then of course, you can see where you can get Behind The Experience. Use the code BTE trial at checkout. And of course, you can get your first month for only $1. So every month afterwards will be about $10 a month, and it helps support the podcast. It helps me get these guests come in and interview them. And of course, the editing process, all the image creation that I have to go through, it definitely helps supports, and the money is definitely being put to good use. So again, BTE trial, you'll get Be The Experience for $1 for the first month, and then $10 after that. Okay. So let's jump into today's topic, or the closing remarks. And I wanted to cover this topic because I've been experiencing conversations from friends who are going through a bit of a self-confidence issue. And I've been seeing a lot of it on Facebook. I've been seeing a lot of it inside of Instagram. Maybe it's just the accounts that I'm following. But inside of Facebook, I'm seeing it in groups that I'm a part of. And a lot of people are really struggling with this confidence issue, whether or not they have the confidence to put a podcast out, or whether they have the confidence to go out and speak in front of a crowd, and they're never sure of themselves, or it's been about a relationship. And I want to cover the self-confidence issue that we all struggle with every day, and the negative thoughts that continue to invade into our psyche, into our mind. Now, I'm no real big authority. Clearly, I am not a psychologist, a psychiatrist, any type of counselor. What I want to provide for you in these segments and the final thoughts is really, I'm just trying to be a friend. It's as though I'm sitting there next to you, and I'm trying to give you a little bit of that pep talk to tell you that things are very much possible for you if you have a little more self-confidence. But you're going to have to take steps, and those steps may be a little more difficult in the beginning, but I can encourage you as much as I can to get beyond your own head, because I've experienced this so much in my own life. I continue to do it to this day in radio, that I have to talk myself out of the negative thoughts, all right? So today I want to cover three things that you can do to eliminate, or I guess let's say rebuild, your self-confidence. I don't want to eliminate things, but we will talk about eliminating some things, but I want to rebuild your self-confidence, all right? Again, remember, these are just things that I believe in. Some of them have been taken from blogs that I have read. Some of them are personal experiences and applications that I've used, and they have worked very well. But let's go ahead and start with the first one. Okay, so let's rebuild your self-confidence with this very first one. Number one, I want you to eliminate bad foods. I know. I'm going to keep riding on this topic so much with everyone, because I'm a big believer that food is the key piece to how our moods are projected onto the public or in front of people. And it is proven that certain foods that are more processed than just whole foods like vegetables and fruits, it is proven that those processed foods may have more of an impact on your hormones, which clearly affect your moods. You can go look it up in Google. So it's eliminating the bad foods and taking in more of the good foods. I highly recommend doing the paleo diet. That's what I believe in. If you're someone who just wants to sit and eat meat all day long, you probably would love the paleo diet. But the paleo diet is more about a balanced meal that you have to create every day. And that will help significantly improve your mood and get you out of your head. You want to include something like good food. Everyone that I have talked with up to this point, let's put it this way, let me back up. Everyone that I have talked with up to this point, including the interviews that you're going to hear in the forthcoming weeks, they all talk about food and how food is like the key indicator for mood and self-confidence. So I want you to think about what you ingest, whether you're creating a podcast, whether you are working in accounting, whether you're in real estate,
whether you're in media of some sort, social media, what are you consuming when you sit there and stare at the computer or you're sitting in the car driving from one place to another? Are you drinking soda? Are you drinking Gatorade? Energy drinks? Personally, I don't drink energy drinks. I think we've established that. But those are the things that could be affecting your mood. So eliminate them. Number two, and it's going to go with number one. You just got to eliminate bad habits. So if we're going to eliminate bad habits, we have to take up good habits. I was just discussing this with my friend Julie earlier today as of this recording. And we were talking about habits that are more beneficial whenever you start them in the morning. Like starting something good in the morning, as simple as making your bed, drinking a glass of water. For her, she says it's meditating. This means that you should put the phone that is in your room in another room. Don't look at the phone the first thing in the morning, because that's kind of setting the tone for your day. And if you're reading negative news, whether it's about politics, whether it's about a shooting that happened somewhere, a kidnapping, or it's financial news, that you don't want to set the mood for your day as being negative. It's very simple. It's just enough of a seed to get into your head to change your day around. So Julie told me she was going to start meditating again and getting into her routine and setting the tone for her day. Now, you don't have to be someone who meditates every day. It can be as simple, like I said, as making the bed because you feel accomplished, drinking a glass of water because you do get dehydrated throughout the night. That's going to be something that's very healthy. Maybe it's taking a shower. Maybe it's going for a run. But you have to start adjusting your own life if you want to start feeling clear and more sharp about the things that you're putting into the world and what you're creating. So what better way to have those tools than to take up good habits, eliminate bad habits? For me, it was smoking and drinking. And then, of course, it bled into the next day. I have bad habits still to this day. I'm human. Lately, my biggest bad habit right now is I should really take heed to my own advice. It's been waking up and looking at the phone, quite honestly. But when I was in my good habits, I wasn't looking at the phone. I was actually getting up and making the bed first. And then like 20 minutes later, I was looking at the phone. We fall out of habits, and I understand that. We're only human. But make a concerted effort to create better habits in the morning. The last one I want to talk about is avoiding people who feed the negative story in your head. As you heard with Dr. Jason Richardson in today's episode, we talked about the negative thoughts that can get into our head. The very words that we're using can affect the outcome of what our reality is. I'm a big believer in this. This is not something that I think is mystical. 98% of our thoughts are the same as the day before. This is based on research, okay? We have about 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. And of those thoughts, 80% of our thoughts are negative. And sometimes people that we interact with feed those negative thoughts. Some of those people are toxic in our life. So you have to avoid people who get inside of your head and tell you that nothing is possible for you. The only reason they tell you that, and you probably heard this before, the only reason they tell you that is because they can't do it themselves. So they feel they have this right to pull you down to their level. So avoid people who mess with your head. Avoid them if they are intentionally doing and saying certain things that they know will upset you, and if they do it over and over, you have to avoid them because that's still feeding into your mind.
If they expect you to put them at the top of your list, but they don't put you at the top of their list, you have to remove them from your life. Being a priority for them and them not being a priority for you does you no good. As Jason and I talked about, it's not serving you. And accepting responsibility. If the other person cannot accept responsibility, apologize about certain things that they did that they know made you upset by, they have to go. Now, how do you let them go? Do you have to tell them? Before I started this podcasting journey, I was making a concerted effort to start eliminating people from my life who didn't serve or believe in my vision of creating this podcast. I didn't let anyone know what I was doing. They would text me all the time, say, "Hey, what are you doing this weekend?" Or, "Can you help me with something?" And I started getting really good at just saying, "No, I can't today. Well, what about next week? Next week's pretty booked up." Was I lying? No, I wasn't lying, because I was actually very busy with the thing that I was doing. I was creating this podcast. I was creating something that I wanted to do, and I didn't want to be on someone else's schedule because they would just take my energy and run. And that's what's happening to you right now. People, they are spiritual bandits. They are vampires, and they can suck every little bit of energy away from you to keeping you from being productive and putting something into the world that can make you epic. So eliminate and avoid these people, because they are the ones that are feeding your brain with probably more than 80% of the negative thoughts that you are already having. Practicing positive thoughts every day has to be done every day. It's our natural inclination to think negative, clearly. So you have to be intentional about being positive about your own future and making that impact into the world. Today, I want you to go ahead and take a picture and post it to Instagram and tag it Be The Experience, and then tag me and let me know. You can find my Instagram profile on theshanman.com. Let me know what you're doing while you were listening to this podcast, and just drop by and say hi on Instagram and tell me how you're doing. Or if you just are on Twitter, you can go ahead and do the exact same thing. Thank you so much for listening this week. Next week, we're going to be talking with a fellow podcaster, my friend Jimmy Wisman. And we're going to be talking about some pretty heavy stuff that's very personal for him in terms of family and how he balances family life with his current podcast that reaches millions of people. Have a great week, everyone. Be good.
Be The Experience.